So here are a few additional ways to research and brainstorm new niches. The truth is there's really infinite ways that we can find these niches and define niches. There are many, many tools that we can research niches with. But here are some things that you may not have considered. We can ask ChatGPT, in fact, you know, ask GPT about everything that I'm saying in every single slide in this video. Anything you don't understand, either ask our chatbot, which is going to, be powered by all the training that I'm giving here, or just go over to vanilla original OG ChatGPT and ask it, you know, anything that I'm talking about. It's a great source of everything, including niche research. Okay. You can also use a site called exa.ai to find similar competitors. If you go there and type in the name of one of your competitors or someone in a niche, it will suggest similar competitors and other similar businesses that you may actually not be aware of. It's a really good kind of way to brainstorm and dance around different businesses in certain niches, but also in related niches. A quick search you can do, you can go to Google and do the search site:reddit.com alternatives to XYZ and put in either a type of product or a business or a product, and it's going to bring up lots of related searches. You can also use GPT for keyword research, and we actually do this with our agent keyword tools. You know, there's not really that many keyword tools that are powered by AI and powered by ChatGPT, which is kind of slightly odd. You know, they all seem to get the data from the same kind of place. But in actual fact, using GPT to generate keywords is actually really clever because it's a language model. Search, of course, is, you know, semantic and linguistic, just like GPT. But it's just going to generate some really kind of unusual keywords that you've not considered, keywords that aren't showing up on any of these keyword tools. Another final one that you can run, another advanced site search you can run on Google, you can put site:, and then the name of the website you want to look at. And then you can do a search like 10,000 reviews or 10,000 sales. And for example, you can run this on Udemy. Let's say you wanted to look at all the successful courses on Udemy. You could put site:, udemy.com, 10,000 reviews. And it's going to bring up all the websites that have between 10 and 10,000 reviews. And therefore, of course, have sold at least, you know, that many units. And so we can kind of play with this search. We can also, by the way, do an advanced version of this in Agent X. It's going to pull up the first 500 matches for any kind of search that we want to run like that. But it's just a really cool way to go and see what's selling on some of these sites.